Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
That's one of them in motion, Wiley. They'll run right behind him. In the end zone again. Jerome Ford, another touchdown.
And Mike Denbrock, the offensive coordinator, said, this is as complete a back as I have been around. And here he goes again. Busts free. Jerome Ford down the sideline. Foot race. Pass call. Touchdown. 79 yards. A little pride shown by that UCF defense. And that should do it. 56-21, Cincinnati over UCF.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 204, joined as always by the encyclopedia of college football, that is. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. What's up, Joe? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm getting excited for this coming Saturday, I'll tell you that. The games can't come here soon enough. It's a slow week right now in terms of, I feel like we're inching closer. But as good as this weekend is, the potential for, obviously, October 30th is going to be unbelievable with the games that we have in 2 weeks. So let's get to Saturday this coming weekend, and then obviously let's turn the page, assuming that we knock it out of the park with our picks, to October 30th.
Yeah, look, October 30th, you have got some monster games on the slate. So, either way, this week was going to be a little slower compared to that because the matchups are just so enormous. But I think we see what's going on. I mean, listen, this is a ramp-up week. But there's still money to be made, Joe. I mean, even with the ramp-up week, there's still money to be made. And there are good games on the card. And believe it or not, Joe, like I think we got to start here today. Like, I think this game tonight is great. I actually think this Wednesday night game is one of the better games in college football this weekend because I think a case can be made, Joe, that this is going to be the hardest challenge for Coastal Carolina this year in terms of, once again, going the whole way and going undefeated. I think this is a tough game for them to go and play at App State. Now, App State got whacked last week on the road by the Raging Cajuns. Coastal did beat them at home last year. Coastal's 4.5-point favorite. I mean, Coastal's scoring 50 points a game, Joe.
Right.
I'm intrigued by this Sun Belt game tonight.
It is a very intriguing game. I mean, the public perception, though, I think, is that Coastal is just going to roll because of what you said, that UL Lafayette put up 51 points on Appalachian State a week ago. And obviously, we know how dominant Coastal is, steamrolling everyone. So to only lay 4.5, it's like, yeah, the Chanticleers clears right in this ballgame. Right? I mean, does it really matter how we pronounce their name? They play on turquoise. They play on turquoise turf. I mean, Grayson McCall and the offense are just, they're lethal. They can run it. They can throw it. Very disciplined team. They're opportunistic. They force turnovers. That's what you want to see, especially on the road. The question is going to be, can App State show well after that? They were flat last week. Let's be honest. They came out flat. They didn't look enthused. Levi Lewis and that offense blew them out from the get-go. Going to be intriguing to see if App State could score first. They're going to be in this matchup, and I think it's game on. I lean to App State here early on, plus the 4.5. I like them on the money line. I mean, I don't love this game, but if I had a bet right now, plus 172, a very winnable game in the sense of all the public money, I think, is going to go on Coastal here.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, this is going to be heavy Coastal public tonight. Look, they've scored 49-plus points in every game this year except one. That was the 28-25 win at Buffalo back in September. Other than that, Joe, they put points on the board. They're undefeated. They went undefeated in the regular season a year ago, lost to Liberty, of course, in that crazy bowl game, and now they're trying to duplicate that here. And if they get through tonight, look, you know, Troy, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, Texas State, South Alabama. I mean, this is the game, I feel like, for Coastal. If they can get through this tonight, now it should be a good scene down there in Boone, North Carolina.
Great stadium.
And honestly, Joe, I'm looking at the total here tonight, too. Like 60.5, this team scores a ton of points. Now App State doesn't want to play that kind of game tonight. We know what App State wants to do. They want to keep it more in the range of last year's game, which let me just get you that final really fast from last year, Joe. Last year, App State did slow them down. They scored a couple at the end. 34-23 last year, Coastal beat App State. And that would go under this total tonight. But I still think Coastal Carolina is better this year. Their offense is better. And I don't think App State's as good as last year. Give me the over in this game tonight, Joe. And honestly, I don't care if the public's all over it. I'm going to be right there with him. Joe Public tonight, Coastal Carolina.
Carver Public.
Let's go.
There we go. Stick your chest out, Gab. Put the bib on with the lobster in the... I'm Joe Public. Carver Public taking Coastal.
I'm in, right? Baby. Hey,
all right. I see that. Okay, let me ask you this in terms of Coastal. Seeing what they did to UL Monroe, right? Because
yes.
UL Monroe with a 32.5 point upset win over Liberty, that looks much better today than it did maybe 2 weeks ago, right?
No, I mean, it absolutely does. But look at what Coastal did to Monroe. You're right. I mean, they pasted them. I mean, 59-6. They destroyed Monroe already this year. Look, I think this is Coastal tonight. I really do.
We could talk about it. I still lean to the dog here. I think they'll be barking.
College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. A lot of games to start going through for this weekend. We get to it on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, so we see where we're at here tonight. You're on App State. I'm on Coastal Carolina. Good luck to
you.
And I lead to the over as well. What's that Carolina? We got a Carolina team total. One more thing I want to check here.
Yes, you're taking over. I already know. It doesn't matter what it is. Yes. Just take the over.
Oh, look at this. We got even, because it's a standalone game, Joe. I mean, we got player props tonight. Little Grayson McCall over 259.5. Grayson McCall over 2.5 passing touchdowns. Let's go, Joe. I got player props tonight.
All right. So receiving props, look at this. Limited on the receiving props, obviously only three
receivers.
Well,
nobody's heard of these guys. I mean, that's the thing. Nobody knows anybody else.
Passing props, yeah. Hey, what do you mean? You haven't heard of Chase Bryce? He couldn't cut it at Duke last year.
Though, I mean, look, Joe, we're watching these games every night. I mean, the average guy is going to, you know, strap in for Coastal and App State tonight. You know, they're not into this. They're not into all the players. Grayson McCall, though, that's a good one. I like that over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I'll sprinkle
I'm back in App State, so if I'm back in App State, they better have a big day out of their quarterback. I would take the over in Chase Bryce, 232 and a hook.
Now, Joe, let's get into some of the bigger games of the weekend here as we've hit midweek. Now, you put an interesting poll up last night. You were kind of like asking people on Twitter, like, what is the biggest game this week? What game is it, Joe, that you look at this slate and you're like, either this is the most exciting game or this game means the most in terms of the college football playoff race? What is the game that Joe Lisi has circled the most for Saturday afternoon?
Well, it's got to be that 3:30 kick in Ames between Oklahoma State and Iowa State. The fact that they're 7-point dogs, can they step up yet again for Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy on the road and move to 7-0? So that is, for me, first and foremost, as is most people, I would think, that Big 12 battle. But then you have, like, that Wake Forest-Army game that I want to see Wake go to 7-0, and Army screwed me last week with the cover against Wisconsin. So I am hopeful that Dave Clawson and the crew absolutely paced the Cadets as a 3-point favorite. Like, I'll be watching that just hoping and grinning every time potentially Christian Beal-Smith and that offense scores with Sam Hartman. So that's another one. Just out of pure spite that I just want to see the Cadets. I just want to see the Cadets
Army.
Get...
You're still after Army for what happened in Wisconsin last week. You're still after them. Wow.
On top of being mad at Crist, I just wanted them to quit down 13. Oh, the Cadets, they never quit. They're doing 19.5 hours. They're doing jumping jacks at 3:30 in the morning, man. Yeah, you just close your eyes. I know Scotty Wetzel said it, too. We were on College Football Today. 4-1 against Big Ten opponents dating back since the years of World War II.
Yeah, Scotty's always, he'll pull out a good one like that for you. Yeah,
that's great, Scott. We're talking about, you know, offensive linemen that are 360 pounds, 6'8". They got 6'9 guys. It looks like Hunter Hurst Helmsley, Triple H out there, and, oh, you know. And yet we have a cadet, a buck 75. He's stepping up, stopping the run. Can we get a hat on a hat? Can you beat them into oblivion, Paul Crist? Seriously? He deserves a slap just based off that.
Yeah, he's number one on the list. There's just no doubt about it. The top five Lisi fade coaches, Paul Crist is no doubt.
He's got that dumb look. I said it again. He just looks dumbfounded. He doesn't even know, like, he knows what he's doing.
Now, there's some interesting spots. I'll go to this Oklahoma State game first because you brought it up. Because there's three games that kind of fall into a situation that I always love to play against, which is when a unranked team is favored over a ranked team.
So there's a lot. So you should be banging them all out.
I am. And here's the you brought up the first one. Iowa State, 6.5-point favorites at home against Oklahoma State, who I guess, Joe, like, I guess maybe the books are like with me. Like, they're just waiting for the Gundy other shoe to eventually drop. Like, they know it's going to come any week here. Because let's be fair, the way Oklahoma State's played this season, and especially the past couple weeks against Baylor and against Texas, like, they shouldn't be getting 6.5 points at Iowa State. Like, they just shouldn't. They've been better than Iowa State this year. They just have.
Right. They're more consistent. And at the end of the day, call it what it is, they play close ball games, but they find a way to win. And they're a confident group, and they need to win. Let's make no mistake about it. They need to win. If they have their sights set on making it to the Big 12 championship, they need to win out. They play Oklahoma at the end of the year. That's a team they haven't beaten in six straight opportunities. They've lost those games by 18.3 points per game. They couldn't run the football last year on Oklahoma with Chuba Hubbard and that offensive line. Are they better this year? Yes. but you got to get there. So the only way you get there is taking care of business. And this is a team that they've beaten in back-to-back years now. So they haven't been easy wins either. Last game in Ames was a very high-scoring game. They won that matchup by 7. They were an 11.5-point dog that day, I believe, a couple of years ago. They forced a couple of turnovers against Brock Purdy, a pick six in that ballgame as well. So, you know, it's going to be a very intriguing game at 3:30 this coming Saturday.
It certainly is. Even though I like playing this, you know, you want to call it a system, you just want to call it whatever it is. I just feel like Oklahoma State's been better than them this year. So that one I'm going to have to think long and hard about. This next one I'm not going to think long and hard about.
You already pulled it.
UCLA and Oregon.
I know.
I'm not thinking long and hard about this. I'm on the Bruins this week. There is absolutely no reason in the world why Oregon should be getting points on the road against one of these teams in the Pac-12. There just isn't. UCLA, 1.5-point favorites. I don't care. And look, have they struggled? Yes, they have, especially against Cal last week. They're a better football team than UCLA, Joe, and you know it. This line stinks. I'm all over Chip Kelly on Saturday. I'm all over him.
Now might be all over him after the game is over in regulation and Oregon's, you know, obviously, you know, now potentially moved up into the top 8 of the college football AP poll after a dominating road performance over the Bruins. Listen, if you're Oregon, there's no margin of error. Last time you were on the road, you struggled against Stanford, lost a ball game outright as a 7.5-8-point favorite. You haven't shown well in 3 straight games now, haven't covered, been pushed to the wire. At some point, something's got to give. Either you're a good team or an elite team, but now you have to step up and show it. And here's the thing. They've won 2 straight against UCLA. They pounded the rock for 208 yards on the ground last week against Cal. I think that's a good factor moving on the road. The potential to run the football with Anthony Brown and work off of play action. And this team is +9 in turnover margin. I'll take that any day of the week. And Kayvon Thibodeau, the best player defensively on the field, even though UCLA's given up 91 rushing yards a game, I mean, I'll take the big barrel-chested coach in Mario Cristobal. Come on, you want to push it around? I'll do it.
You love Cristobal, too. He's another Joe Lisi blue-collar guy. Goes to work with the jaw.
That's it. I'm going to be coming with the Navy SEAL workout type of thing, right? The Billy Blanks type of workout. Remember him?
Yes, I do.
Now he does infomercials for Geico, but what could you say?
Now, the third game that falls into my category this week for ranked unranked team being favored over a ranked team is Air Force at home against San Diego State.
I like that one.
The Falcons -3.5 here against the Aztecs. Low total, too. Very rare you get the 38.5 in college football. Usually it involves one of the service academies if it does, like this one. Look, and Air Force, they've been no slouch this year, Joe. I mean, they're 6-1. They've played some pretty damn good football.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know who was all over Air Force last week? The Sharps!
The Sharps were on!
Yes.
We'll go into this one when we come back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep rolling on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back! College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joe, as we went to break, we were just about to get into this Air Force San Diego State game.
Right.
It's a very interesting game. Like,
it is.
I like this Aztec team a lot. And usually, when you, like, the total is probably what jumps out to me the most, because when, it's like I say this to you every week on some of these games, and thankfully most of the time it works out. They, when you can't make a number low enough, usually it's just it's going way under. Like, it just
no
these two teams, yes, these two teams with the smash mouth football, running the rock, very few possessions both ways. This is the kind of game like San Diego State played last Friday night against San Jose State, which was a low scoring overtime game. That's what I'm anticipating between the Aztecs and the Falcons.
Gonna look great on the screen, by the way. You know I love that, right? But I mean, the sharps were all over Air Force plus the 3.5 against Boise. The sharps, there's a key indicator. I'm not going to give it away. I'll tell you at the end of the year where you could go and you have a way to sort of indicate where all the sharps are leaning, right? It's like usually one game. And then, like, you know, somebody will ask you, what do you think about this game? What do you think about this game? What do you think about this game? And, like, you could tell them 50 picks, it doesn't matter. But what do you think about this game? And then all of a sudden, the one game that everybody from Vegas and New Jersey's talking about, like, it's like, you know, they have the ATS stats. Every time Daniels, the Air Force quarterback, stands on one foot and drinks a cup of coffee before game day, they are like 25-3 ATS every time they're on the road and he has gas. I mean, come on. It's amazing. It is. It's amazing. When it is, it's like the one stat. Every time a road dog coming off back-to-back losses and they didn't score 13 points, but they did score 2 touchdowns the week before that, they're like 47-0 against an. All right, okay. Anyway, when you look at this game, I lean to San Diego State. I like Jordan Brookshire, their quarterback, but they're a ground-and-pound type of mentality, 200 rushing yards per game. That front seven is holding opposing offenses to 60 rushing yards per game. It's the same type of mentality that we had in the breakdown with Wisconsin and Army. Right now, Daniels is a quality quarterback for Air Force. They're averaging 336 on the ground. But I just think in order to stop the triple option, I know both teams basically played last week. You have Air Force that was on the road in Boise. They got the outright win. San Diego State struggled against San Jose State, won that ball game by 6. You need big physical defensive tackles that could disrupt the timing and the chop blocks, obviously, of Air Force, and I think they can do that. I think they can run on them. I think it's going to be, a higher scoring game, though. So I would lean San Diego State plus the 3.5 and over in this ball game.
Yeah, I'm on the Falcons, Joe. I'm taking Air Force.
All right, we're going head to head this week.
We're going head to head on all of them. I mean, all these games that I'm sticking out to you where the unranked team is favored. Right. We're going head to head on them because I'm taking.
Let's go. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. I'm always ready, Joe. You know. By the way, picks tomorrow, of course.
Yes.
I'm not going to be.
I know. Yeah. That's enough. Yeah. Yep.
Listen, picks hey, it is what it is, Joe. You know, you got a couple families.
You know I love you, Carver. Afternoon. Carver, I can't wait to break bread with you. We need to break bread and watch a Saturday type of slate.
I think we have a couple of Saturdays in early November where we're going to be able to make that happen. So
good.
I think that's something that's definitely on the docket. We might have to even, you know, like give a little live stream to some of the college football.
Oh, we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that. I would love to do that. We'll get abused. I'll get abused.
Chime in and chat while we're watching the games, which would be a lot of fun.
I love the abuse. I embrace it.
Let's go to the early slate, the noon kickoff Eastern on Saturday, the big noon kickoff in Ann Arbor between Northwestern, Pat Fitzgerald. Geez, what an awful year they're having. Getting 23.5 at Michigan. Now, look, Michigan has impressed me, Joe. They have. And here's the other thing. They're playing Michigan State next week. Could be a little bit of a look ahead. I'm not saying Michigan's going to lose this game, Joe, but they could get a little lackadaisical and the points could come into play here with Northwestern.
I'm with you. This line was 21.5 on Sunday, right? And now we're at 23.5 when they opened the lineup. It was 2 points lower. And obviously there is no margin of error. And I still would lean to Northwestern here just because of what you said, the look ahead. I'm not betting this game in any capacity pre-kick. I might take a look from an in-game perspective, but I have no desire to bet this prior to kickoff because of the potential look ahead. And as dominant as Michigan has been, Northwestern is still a one-dimensional offense. They're not.
They stink.
What
a letdown. What a letdown they were for me this year. I thought after last year they'd carry a little bit of that over.
Patty Fitz, your boy, let you down. Your boy let you down.
Awful.
When he comes to Long Island, don't buy him a drink. Tell him your money's not good here.
No chance. There's no chance that that's happening. We have an identical spread in the Big Ten between Penn State and Illinois. Mm. Also, 23.5 in Happy Valley as your boy Bielema comes into town there. Geez, and did you watch his press conference earlier in the week, Joe?
No, I don't watch the press conference unless I'm
destroying his entire team, basically saying Lovey brought no players here. I mean, I got nothing to work with.
Well, that's good. What a way to recruit, right?
Yeah, I got nothing to work with. I got no quarterbacks. I got no offensive linemen. I got, you know, he really was diving in pretty deep. I got to send that to you. Because I did star that. I was going to play that on Coast to Coast.
See,
either way, 23.5, obviously, it doesn't sound like Clifford's going to play, Joe.
They're going dual quarterbacks with Roberson and the third stringer. But I will say this. I still lean to Penn State here. A couple of reasons. They obviously have to prep for Ohio State. You don't want to come out with injuries, obviously. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're hitting on all cylinders. Offensive line is consistent, cohesive. That running game a couple weeks ago prior to the game against Iowa, they pounded the rock for 208. As bad as Roberson was in the second half, he needs to build confidence just in case Clifford can't go, or let's say he does go and gets hurt. You need to have depth. So that's why I lean to Penn State here. I love it in terms of this line. I know it seems like 50-50 action on both sides of the fence. I like that, too, that the public is split. I like Penn State at home. They're dominant at home. They're 32-5 straight up over the past 5 years since 2016 under James Franklin, and they've won right in the area of about 24 points per game. So give me Penn State covering this line. And if you think about it, Illinois struggled with the running game of Wisconsin, so look for a heavy dose of those running backs for the Nittany Lions in Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, I think this is a game, Joe, where look, and the total's low also, 46.5.
I know.
So we're looking for Penn State. I think their defense isn't going to give up much. So if they could just get to 27, 30.
No. They got to get in the high 30s.
I don't think Illinois is going to score much, Joe. But I really don't. I don't think Illinois is going to contribute here. I think if Penn State can get into the, maybe just get between 27 and 31, I think they could still cover this number. I don't think the Illini score much.
You think it's right there, 31-3, 31-7?
Look, I'm not going
there. They have some playmakers, though. They have Yeah, I mean, I would be out of both spreads. I'd be more inclined to bet Penn State than I would Michigan.
I probably agree with you on that. I think that there's – I'm with you. Good call there, Joe. If you're going to take a 23.5 on Saturday afternoon at noon, make it the Nittany Lions, not the Wolverines. You mentioned the Wake Forest game. That is a noon kickoff on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. They go up to Mikan to take on Army.
What an atmosphere. I already checked the weather. 57 and cloudy. I thought I love that too. It's going to look great on the screen. Black on black. It's going to look the unis. Is Wake going to wear the gold pants? They're going to wear the black pants. Sam Hartman with the love it. Love it. Goes back to the day. Let me tell you, there was a bet back in the day in like 01 when Morgan Cain was the running back at Wake Forest. They played Army. He got drafted by Carolina, number 22. This guy had guns the size of bowling balls. I mean, he was a workout warrior. He was running through people like Derrick Henry. Boom, 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 get out of boom, knocking guys out. I loved it.
Look, I think this total is a little high for an Army game. 52.5, a little high. We saw last week, you see every week, they limit the possessions. Yes, Wake Forest has scored some points this year. Little too much for me for an Army game. 52.5.
Well, I will just say this. Wake does have the potential to put up a lot of points, okay? It's a different offense than Wisconsin.
Everybody has a different offense than Wisconsin.
But wait a second. Right, that's true. The way you beat the triple option is it's like a basketball game. You have that 14-0 run, and it's like make them one-dimensional. The difference with Wake is Wisconsin got up 13-0, and Paul Chris took the foot off the gas. Dave Clawson's not. They're 6-0. There's no reason to just start cruising. You need to keep going. I like Wake Forest here. I also like the over.
Joe, all in on the Demon Deacons this year, man. Weekly basis. That is the Joe Lisi Go for the Two special. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons. All right. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM channel 204. We will come back. Oklahoma and Caleb Williams laying a big number in Lawrence, Joe. We'll talk about it. We keep rolling on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
Well, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM channel 204. Keep rolling through the noon Eastern kickoffs, Joe, on Saturday. So Oklahoma has changed quarterbacks. They finally have an offensive explosion with Caleb Williams in there. They drop a 52 on TCU. And now they go to Lawrence, take on Kansas, who, as we know, are the doormats of the Big 12 and have been for a long time. Big number, 38.5. I think for the first time all year, Joe, I think I'm comfortable laying points with Oklahoma this week.
Yeah, me too. Again, this is not a game I'm betting just because it's Kansas. Obviously, you know about Oklahoma's dominance. I have to go back and look about how many games they've won in a row and how many covers they've had. There was 1 year, 2 years ago when Miles was there, I think they covered. I had them. It was a big spread. I think it was 28.5. 2 years ago at home in Lawrence, they covered this game. But I can't back it here with Caleb Williams. I just can't do it. Meaning, like, I can't lay it. I can't take it. Just because of how dynamic he is, they're going to look to obviously outscore them, put up a 60 spot on them. You know, and he's the type of kid, doesn't he seem like he wants to win the Heisman? Like, where Rattler was, like, just, like, walking through the motions. He has a little swag to him, doesn't he?
He does have a little bit of that. I mean, you're right. These scores are just embarrassing. I found, I think, probably the couple less mile games. Last year,
16 straight
they've won on them. 62-9, 45-20.
That was the one, the 45, that was it.
Well, the next year, 55-40, that was probably a cover also, I would assume, in Norman, 55-40.
Right. Those were the two covers.
And then that was it, 41-3, 56-3, 62-7, 44-7, 39-19, 52-7, 47-17. Joe, let's get down to it. They usually cover the number against Kansas, no matter how big it is. They whack them.
Yes, I like to tease that down. Obviously.
Come on. You don't got to tease down 38.5, Joe. I mean,
why, you think 38.5, they're just going to put up a 60 spot?
They're going to whack them. Whack them. 60-10. Bang.
The backups are going to get in. This is a game where if you're a third stringer on Oklahoma, you're chomping at the bit. Hey, Billy Ray! Yes, I'm here. I'm ready.
Gonna get a little juice. Gonna get a little juice on Saturday in Lawrence. Let's go, baby. Hey, this is one of the last few times that Oklahoma is going to get to lay it on Kansas before they run off to the SEC. So I'm sure they're going to take advantage of it. That's for sure. Also, Big 12, noon East kick. Kansas State visits Lubbock. Ugh. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders. Low number here, Joe. -1.5 for Texas Tech with a 60.5 total. Very tough game here.
It is because, you know, I've been on the right side of this game the last couple of years. And Kansas State traditionally plays Texas Tech very well. I mean, Will Howard won this game last year, injured Skylar Thompson. This line, I think, was like 6.5, 7, and they won the ball game by like 10. I mean, but Texas Tech was not going away. They were right there, and they have 5 wins on the year. So they need this to become bowl eligible. So this is another tough game. This is tough. You know how important this is to Matt Wells to get this victory?
Big time.
I hate Kansas State. I like Chris Kleiman. I hate Skylar Thompson. I dislike him a lot. Wow.
So, Joe, you're on the Red Raiders. Let's just go.
I want to be on Henry Columbia and the Texas Tech Raiders. Best uniforms, one of top three in terms of college football. So yes, give me
the uniforms. Best uniforms.
Not one of my better selections though, but I like Texas Tech. Yeah, here's the thing. It's a contrast in styles though. They're going to force Thompson into a shootout. Can he match them? And they've been running the football consistently. Texas Tech has, even though they didn't show well against TCU. They have the more complete offense, I believe.
Florida State, after the 0-4 start, has won a couple games in a row.
I bought them low. I covered one and lost one.
But they're laying 5 touchdowns. You'd say, yeah, that doesn't sound very good. But they're playing UMass, Joe, who is absolutely embarrassing. You couldn't pay me to get involved in this game.
No?
No, you couldn't. Look. We actually want Florida State to win. We don't want UMass winning any more games. They got their one win over UConn. We can't have UMass winning anymore.
We don't need Florida State to keep winning, though. But
well,
they're
not going to get over that total, Joe. Let's be fair here. Even if they beat UMass this week and get to 3-4, they've got Clemson, NC State, Miami, Boston College, and the Gators left. They're not getting there. They are not getting to 6 wins, Joe. They're not getting there.
All right. Okay. I mean, if you say so, here's the thing, though. No,
they're not getting
right.
to 5 wins. They're not getting to 5 wins, Joe.
Well, here's the thing. Let's see what Clemson does in terms of the assessment, because they have Clemson has Pitt, and then Florida State has Clemson on deck, right? So,
right.
So what's going to happen is, you know, what is Florida State looking ahead to Clemson? That's why you can't lay the 5 touchdowns, because they have no reason looking ahead of anybody. If Jacksonville State beat you,
right.
you can't
well, that's
look
the thing. Florida State, they shouldn't be 5 touchdown favorites over anybody. Even a team as bad as UMass, they shouldn't be 5.
But I would lay it, though. If I had to bet this game, if you stuck me in a room and said, Lisi, you have to bet this to come out, I would bet Florida State. I'd probably be locked in there 30 years, right?
You probably would. Cincinnati, now the number 2 team in the country, according to the AP poll. And this is going to be a similar line, Joe, every single week. I feel like for the rest of the season, Cincinnati's going to lay between 21 and 28 points against all of these American teams. They're on the road at Navy this week. It's 27.5. Joe, lay the lumber, because you know, just like we've seen the last few weeks, they are looking for style points. They are looking to blow these teams out. I will lay to 27.5 with Cincinnati. Could be one of my plays tomorrow, Joe.
Uh-oh. You're jumping on Cincinnati maybe a little late. That's all I'm going to say. Yes. Yes. No. I feel like Navy it will be in this ball game, the triple option. This is their Super Bowl, right? I mean, Navy doesn't get up for Monday games. This could be one
week
of them.
Cincinnati's going to be everybody's Super Bowl in the American the rest of the season.
Exactly.
Everybody's Super Bowl.
You're
going to so
give
far,
Navy 4 touchdowns?
Mattered.
4 touchdowns? Navy?
Joe,
come
it's
on.
Style points
I'm taking,
time, baby.
Taking
it,
the midship.
Style points time.
Triple
You've seen
option.
It now. Look at the last
two weeks.
Well,
let me ask you a question.
56-21, 52-3. They are going to lay the hammer. These poor teams down the stretch, Navy, Tulane, Tulsa, South Florida. Now, the SMU game is going to be tricky at home. That game won't be 21 or 28-point favorite. But all these other games, Joe, Cincinnati's looking to hammer. Lay the hammer down. That's it.
Is this going to be one of your plays? All right.
I don't know yet. I'm saying it could be. It could be one of my plays. I don't know yet. I'm still going through it. I got to get the card ready for tomorrow. I'll have the card
ready. I know.
Ready.
It's a short week. It's short prep for you. You going to be okay?
No, we were good last week on a Thursday, weren't we? We did it on Thursday last week, and it worked out just fine
week.
For me. I picked up the game on you.
I know. So, you're Andy Reid coming off a bye,
basically. Yeah, we'll see about that.
That's what you are. Carver on a short week. You got to ride him. Ride the bull.
Syracuse has been a fun ride so far this year. They go to Blacksburg Saturday afternoon. They're taking on Justin Fuentes and the Hokies. They are getting 3.5, low total of 45.5. Look, Syracuse has been in these games, Joe, believe it or not. I mean, you look at the last couple weeks, Clemson, Wake Forest, they have had some spunk to them. Now, they're going on the road, different situation. They played those games in the Dome against Wake and against Clemson. But I don't know. I don't like laying anything with Justin Fuentes and the Hokies.
I would lean. I like Virginia Tech here. Again, not one of my better plays, but I would lay the wood. Would Vatek, if you want to talk about this type of situation, the public perception is that Syracuse has played very well. They lost by 3 to Florida State, lost by 3 to Wake Forest, covers against Clemson by 3. 3 straight games, 3 points.
3 straight games by 3. Wow.
Now
and, then they hang the 3.5 at you this week.
I know.
3 games
it's
in
like,
a row
come
by
on.
3.
Right.
Come and get
Ooh,
it.
I get
come
an extra
get
half? I get an extra half.
Yeah.
Right? Take Vatek.
Yeah.
I know.
You're probably right, Joe.
This is the big
week.
Suck job. This is a suck job. This is it. It's like, you know, like the it's like you're in solitary for like 46 years and all of a sudden they have a pumpkin in front of your face like this.
Joe, you're pretty good, Joe. Purdue, off of the win over Iowa, now in the top 25. I saw some stat last night, Joe. It was like they had one of like the second or third longest streak of not being in the AP top 25. Purdue back in at number 25 this week. They're 4-2, played pretty well, and they have Wisconsin, your favorite team in the country, coming into town. And here it is again, Joe. Actually, I forgot this one before. This is the fourth game of the week. Unranked team favored over the ranked team, Wisconsin minus 2.5 on the road.
So you like Wisconsin?
Well, look, like I was saying to you earlier, I didn't say that I was definitely taking Iowa State just because of how I usually like to play these games. This is another situation where I can't just automatically drift to Wisconsin here. I'm going to think long and hard about it because in the past, these type of plays have worked out very well for me. But I don't know. It's hard to back that offense.
You're ready
it's
for this?
Really hard.
Are you ready for this?
You're on Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has won 14 straight in the series.
Yeah.
14 straight. 45-24 was the last win in 2019. Now, I will say it's like the outlier because they didn't play last year, right?
Right.
So,
right. This is not a Wisconsin, a vintage Wisconsin team from the past.
No, not at all. So this is like I'm going to take Purdue. I cannot, whether it be Aiden O'Connell put up 375 on that defense of Iowa. We know about Wisconsin's defense. They allowed Army in the final minute. Army, a triple-option team, to drive the length of the field. They were playing prevent. They're absolutely garbage. They didn't get third-down conversions and stops against the Army Cadets at triple-option. They should have won that ball game 75-3. That, if you really want to know, okay? if I was the coach and I had an offensive lineman that was 6'7", 335, 340 pounds, and we didn't beat that team 48-3 or 48-0, they would run the whole week. I'd probably be brought up on charges because I would, you know, the 20-hour work week. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Come on. Graham Mertz should not. Paul Chris should call in Graham Mertz. Listen, Graham, we love you. We think we got a job if you want to carry the towels for the team. You can't hit a barn. You can't hit the side of a barn with a football, let alone throw a pass. We can't have you as the starting quarterback. Just can't happen. I mean, are you kidding me right now, Carver? Seriously.
You, Paul Chryst, man. I hope he's the Wisconsin coach for life. I mean, you love this dude.
Come
you
on.
Really do.
Purdue, let you just think about what Purdue. Purdue, David Bell, Purdue's 11 receptions, 240 yards on Iowa's defense.
College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back and wrap it up for today on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, before we get out of here, I don't want to bring up Paul Chryst anymore to you. That's for sure. I'll give you a quickie here. It's a fast one to get us off the way. Maryland and Minnesota. Now, you remember this game well from last year.
Oh, this has revenge written all over it, doesn't it, Carver?
Certainly does. This certainly does. P.J. Fleck and the crew minus 4.5 at home, 54.5 the total. It smells like revenge. Revenge in the air, Joe.
Does Fleck want to throw an oar is the question. I mean, he's going to be rowing that boat all over. You know, I mean, come on. They were dominating by, wasn't it 21 points or I believe it was 21. And then
they were crushing.
I mean,
them.
It's a tricky game. I mean, it's got to be Minnesota or no play. I mean, for me,
I'm on the Gophers.
I can't take
love the Gophers in this game, Joe. This is a big revenge spot. They've been very up and down this year. It's hard to get a gauge on Minnesota. One week they look great. Next week they're losing awful games. They're winning big game. They lose an awful game. Very hard to judge them. But coming off a win against Nebraska. It's probably a week to zig instead of zag with Minnesota, but the revenge angle is there for me. I like them laying this 4.5. Hey, big game in the MAC, Joe, honestly. Western Michigan and Toledo, that's a good game in the MAC on Saturday afternoon with the Broncos laying 1.5 at 3:30. Good game.
Toledo let me down. They were my under-the-radar pick last week, -5.5. They lost the ball game outright. I'm going to roll with them here in a bounce-back spot, +1.5.
All right, Joe, tomorrow we're going to go through more of the games. We're going to give our picks tomorrow since I'm not going to be here on Friday. Great job as always, my man. I will see you then. Tremendous stuff from Andrew Torres, as usual. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.
The most important.